We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back to what we're calling Jock Itch, formerly known as MFers, formerly known as OMF. No Ordway this week, so it's just Merlone, Foyer, and Wiggy.
So this is this how do we call this? The cultural.
Sure.
I mean, we got to do something because we're all Italians here.
Right. Well, this is the I would say two and two thirds Italian
show. Enough, yeah. Enough to get us in the club. Right. We're never going to be.
We almost make up three paisans. Full paisans.
Wiggy, we're never going to be made men.
No, you're not.
No,
we're never be made men.
Which
that's
is
all right.
Network. He joins us now, Mike. We have a lot of discussion here about Cam Newton, as you would imagine. Here in New England, we saw the contract details the other day, or yesterday when they came out, or today even. It is official. Just your thoughts. Is this even a competition? Because it seems like people are still discussing Stidham versus Cam Newton.
I think the only way – no, I don't think it's a competition. I think the only way it's a competition is if Cam falls flat on his face. And in which case, if Cam falls flat on his face, whether because he's washed or he just hasn't recovered from the injuries, then I don't even think he's going to be here. So I think it's his job to lose. I know that, and you guys can speak to this having been in locker rooms, he's one of those guys that people just look at. Like he's going to own that room when he walks into it because of who he is, because of his personality, because of his resume. And I think that's just a lot for Stidham to overcome.
Hey, did you buy into the whole "in Stidham we trust" narrative that was just forced down our throat for the last 2 months?
Well, it's funny because I think maybe 6 weeks ago or so, I was either on this show or I was on with Dale, and I remember saying, like, "Well, don't rule out Cam Newton in this thing," because, and I must have said it a million times over the course of being in radio or doing TV for NFL Network, is that when I asked about Cam, when I asked Patriots people about Cam, they said, as of right now, no. And that is code for we haven't shut the door on him, because when I asked about Jameis Winston, it was no. No, there were no qualifiers. There was no nothing. It was a straight up no. They left the door open for Cam. And I guess, you know, the price finally, that's one of the things I reported right after the fact, is someone screamed in my ear. It's like, value. This is a huge value deal. If he's anything close to what he was in 2018, forget about 2015, then, you know, you're going to make Bill and Josh look really, really smart. So, no, I wasn't totally sold on that. I mean, if they didn't sign Cam, then I think they would have, you know, force-fed Stidham the starting job, because I don't think anybody really wants to go in with Brian Hoyer as the starter. But this makes it pretty easy.
Now, Mike, what do you think the reason is that they decide to go the Cam Newton route and not the Jarrett Stidham route? Because to me, when you sign Cam, I think you're not even looking towards Jarrett Stidham, whether it's this year or even next year or the year after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit rushed for Stidham and this offseason and not having one, essentially. You know, depending on what team you talk to, you're losing 400 to 500 on-field reps. And you say, it's OTAs and it's not full contact and all these different things. And, yeah, that's all true. But those are reps he's not getting, and he needs to get those reps. You need to see where he's at. You can say it's great he draws it up in the Zoom and you can share plays and he's in command of the offense and all that crap. That's great. But when somebody's flying around making plays And when defenses start game planning to stop you, it's a whole different thing. You guys obviously know that. So, I just think Cam's price came down. I mean, they checked on him right after he got released, so it wasn't like this is something that just developed right before this all went down a couple weeks ago. This was, monitoring a situation. Cam wanted big money when he first got released. There wasn't big money from the Patriots. There wasn't big money from everyone else, and I guess that price finally came down to a reasonable number for the Patriots and Newton to agree upon, and now we're in the Cam Newton era, at least for the foreseeable future.
All right, we're talking to Mike Giardi, NFL Network, on the Harbor One Hotline. And Mike, talk about foreseeable future. Is this a one and done for Cam Newton, or do you think that Bill would actually think of him being the next guy?
I think once again, Lou, it comes down to cost, right? I mean, I don't see Bill slapping the franchise tag on him. You know that, especially now the number is going to keep going up on that front, and the cap is either going to flatten out or drop because of the environment that we're in with the COVID and probably not having fans in the stands. So unless Cam is amenable to taking a below star quarterback deal, then no. And I still think there are plans for Stidham. I think they like where he is. They like how he's developed. But again, they got to see it on the field. And that's one of the things that I was told throughout last year and certainly after Brady left was, Mike, we can say all these great things about Stidham, but until he does it in Buffalo, on the road, down three, down six, one timeout, and he's got to take us 80 yards down the field, then, who knows what he really is.
Mike, we've been having this debate really since he's been signed about, one, whether fans will accept him, whether his personality is going to mesh with the Patriot fans. And I ask you, based on what you've seen and even what you know now, how quickly do you think he will be ingratiated into Patriot history and lore?
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? I was listening to your debate. My son, by the way, observed that Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
How old is your son, by the way?
Very perceptive. I have a few, with Jimmy G. I mean, we own up to it, but he made that observation. No, I would say, look, that in talking to some of the people that I've talked to over the last couple of weeks about him, and one of the things you guys were debating in that last segment was about his demeanor. And, you talk about the Super Bowl thing and the way he handled the post game after and some of the behavior at the podium. And what I was told by some of the veteran teammates that he had was, look, he really, like a lot of competitive guys, he can't stand losing, but he hasn't always managed how he loses and being, if there is such a thing as a graceful loser, because we know Bill Belichick is certainly not that, but sort of comport himself in that way. And veterans have said they've talked to him multiple times, and they feel like he has, over the course of time, gotten better at it, but I don't think it's something that he really wants to excel at. I don't think anybody really wants to excel at it. I lost the game. We lost the game. I'm mad about it. And maybe I'll have some more insightful answers two or three days removed from it. But right now, I don't really have anything that I want to say. So I think it'll be interesting because it'll be a little bit different than how Brady was for the better part of his career. Although Christian, he pouted his way pretty much through all of last year.
No. I admit to that. But I'm sorry. 1 year out of 19.
Yeah, but
You're right. But I mean, last year he was, and I remember talking about it when they were 8-0, talking about it on TV, and people were rolling their eyes at me like, oh, you just, you have this thing against Brady. I was like, no, I've been around him for 20 years, and the way he is comporting himself.
That's an outlier, though. That doesn't even, your teacher throwing out your worst grade to help the average of everybody.
But it wasn't a good look, good for him. And it wasn't good for the team.
Right. And Mike, and this is what I don't get. This is what I don't understand, right? And I don't understand why people, right, they have this perception of Cam, and they built this opinion about him to be, whether it's a dink or a diva or a DB, whatever word that you want to use, because of maybe a post-game press conference after a loss. But we've sat there for, I want to say, 10 weeks, and we basically bow to Michael Jordan. And I understand, is it the fact that Cam hasn't won anything and that's why people build this opinion about him? But if he had two Super Bowls, we would look at him like we do look at Tom Brady and go, hey, he's just super competitive and the guy wants to win?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely. I mean, I think, look, his resume as a player and obviously being the MVP in 2015 is sort of as Christian said, is sort of an outlier in terms of his overall career, in terms of what he did that year is maybe not representative of who he is, you know, well into his career now. But I think if he had those rings, then you are going to overlook some of that stuff. I think that's just human nature. You get, you know, I mean, I think there are certain guys on the Patriots over the course of the last two decades that, you know, they kind of were dinks, but they were dinks who won rings and who played well in big games. And so you just sort of, you overlook that factor of it. You say, hey, that's just how the guy's wired. And he can be wired that way because why? Because he wins. And Cam hasn't won enough. And certainly, and I know it's been two injury-plagued years, but there are not a lot of victories in his last couple seasons.
Now we're talking to Mike Giardi, NFL Network. Mike, how much did the addition of Cam Newton change your opinion of what this Patriots team can be?
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't think it moves the needle like it does for most. I mean, I kind of thought if they could get competent quarterback play from the combination of Stidham and Hoyer, which I don't think is unreasonable to expect just because I think the coaching is good enough. And I think on the other side of the ball, you're going to be decent. So you just harp, don't turn the ball over, protect the football, and we'll be in 17, 14 games, and we can win our fair share of those. But I thought they were 8-9, maybe a 10-win team. I think Cam, if Cam is Cam or something close to it, I mean, give me 2018 Cam for those first eight games. If you're getting that kind of play, then I think, yeah, you're an 11-win team with the way the schedule sort of breaks out. But again, that's really what kind of Cam are you getting? And none of us, he looks great in the videos, but, you know, Mohamed Sanu looks like a world beater in the videos. N'Keal Harry looks like a world beater in the videos. I've seen some from Jacoby Myers now. I mean, they all look great.
Yeah.
You know,
but Mike, last one.
On and get covered.
Hey, last one for me. We saw the other day, Pelissero had it out there that the NFL is asking players for 35% putting their pay in escrow. We saw how this thing played out in baseball. It didn't go good. It didn't go well at all, played out in the media. Is there a chance this thing gets contentious before the season even starts?
You know, I think when it comes to money, yes. I think what you're seeing them iron out more details today about sort of the PA and the league sort of agreeing on game day protocol, although I've seen a lot of tweets from players being like, really? We can't exchange jerseys? How dumb is that?
That's the stupidest thing ever.
I know.
That's so dumb.
It's like they're trying to reduce the amount of contact, but then for 70 or 80 plays, they're going to be beating the hell out of each other, and there's going to be sweat and blood and all kinds of stuff flying. So are those final, you know, 3 minutes after a game really going to make the difference? Probably not. But it did make me think of baseball, Lou, when that sort of came out that, you know, players are like, that's a non-starter, kick rocks with that one. And I think that's going to be, there's going to be a debate. And, you know, I've been pessimistic about the return of the season all along because I just think that there's way too many unanswered questions right now. And all of a sudden, that time that they had, the time that they're the one that they're in the best shape because they have time to see everything else reacts and time for this to play out. We still don't have rapid testing yet. That doesn't look like it's going to come into play this year. And what do you get? A bare minimum, Lou, of 120 guys around the team. If you really cut it, like I'm talking coaches, training staff, support staff, all that stuff, then there's their families and their girlfriends and they go to the pizza delivery guy or whatever. Like, they're not in a bubble, and I just don't know what happens when your quarterback room has to be quarantined on Friday before a game if you're going to play the game, how that's going to look. It just, that to me seems like it's going to be hard to overcome.
All right, listen, man, thanks for joining us, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Giardi, NFL Network, man. Take it easy.
See.
Thanks, guys.
See, we're just right stereotyping
there.
Him right
there. That's my man. That's fine.
We're stereotyping.
Paisans, we don't mind.
You know what? I'm really getting sick of you not recognizing Wiggy and myself as part of the family.
Yeah.
We don't need to be made men, Lou.
I know.
We just need to be recognized.
We almost make up one full
Paisan. I know.
Paisan.
Together, I mean, we will straight up take over the family if you're not too careful. If you're not too careful,
we got three-man member of Jock Itch, yet we got two Paisans amongst of all of us. That's good. I like it.
Almost three now because I'm 50%, probably a little bit more than
and
that.
And I may be a little bit more. I just don't know.
Yeah. I think I may be a little bit more because I didn't know my father's side, so I only grew up in an Italian household, so that's probably like another 20%.
I could be
like 70% Paisan.
I did a 23andMe,
right.
And I think it said 23.4% Paisan.
So we make up a full Paisan.
There you go.
All right, listen, I want
to
continue that conversation. I want
to
continue the conversation we had before we had Mike Giardi on and your feelings about Cam Newton. You know, why do you feel the way you did about Cam Newton? You feel differently now that he's a member of the New England Patriots. We'll do that as OMF, Jock Itch, MFers, whatever the hell we are. We continue next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.